Okay, today is Daf Yud. We are on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the first wide line. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'il Nishmas, Menucha Freda, Bas Yaakov Yehuda. So, yesterday we started off that Rabbi Yochanan made us that we have a stira in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In the Mishnah on Daf Beis, in the beginning of the Masechta, Beis Shammai says what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says, don't worry about Kisi Adam and Yontif, just do Kisi Adam, which means much more Makel. And Beis Hillel said, no way, you can't do that, right? Much more Machmer. And over here in our Mishnah, we had a case of moving the ladder, and the reverse seemed to be true. Beis Hillel was Makel, and Beis Shammai was Machmer. So the answer we gave was, change the Shittas around. Then we said, why do you have to change the Shittas around? Totally different cases. The reason why Beis Shammai allows Kisi Adam is because the earth is prepared. So therefore, there's no issues. However, over here, by the ladder, it's a gzera. People are going to think, you're busy working today. Ela, I kasha, ha kasha. If there was a kasha, this is it. Beis Shammai omrim, lo yitol. You can't take a chick. This is tomorrow's daf, I think, or the day after that. Ela imke na nena bodyom. You first have to move it by day. In other words, you go there erev yontif, or before yontif, and you say, oh, this chick just looks fantastic. We're going to have this on Yom Tov.
No, it's a dove, actually.
A dove, whatever.
It's from the dove.
You pick it up, look at it. Ooh, that's excellent. You've designated it already. Ubitil Omer, you don't have to do that. Amod, go up there. But Omar, Zeb, Ani Notel. I'll take that one. You don't have to have such a formal designation. Alma, what do you see? Now, Besimchas Yom Tov, Beshama Lechumra, Ubitil Lekula. Right? Viraminu, 1 second. Hashochet, chaya, v'of, v'yantif. If you shecht a chaya or an of on yantif, Beis Shammai is more makel with kisi adam, it tells more machmer. Amar b'yachol, amar chulach es hashita. Switch around the opinions. Which opinions? On Daf Yud, which we're going to get to that mission soon. Then the Gemara says, what do you have to do that for? Same exact Gemara. V'dil malohi, ad kan, lo ka'ami, Beis Shammai, ela hechadek adekanot. The only reason Beis Shammai said you can do kisi adam is because you already did the shovel. But if the shovel would not already be in the earth, in other words, if the earth is not already smoothed out, you would never say such a thing. Inami, ad kan lo koyim b'tzil hacha. The reason why b'tzil said over here, you're allowed to designate the bird by itself. Elakivin de muktahu, since it's muksa. Elakivin de muktahu b'muktahu b'omeid b'omer zev zayner dalsagi. It's enough. It's enough. You don't have to actually pick them up and look at that. It's enough just to designate it. Aval hasam lo. But over there, by the Kisi Adam, how could you do Kisi Adam? Two totally related things. Eli Kasha Hakasha. How about this one? Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Notlin, it's an Eli. You can't use an Eli. An Eli is some kind of, it looks like a stick. It's like a stick, basically. They used to use it to crush, what? A pestle, exactly. Lakate v'lov basar. You want to use that to cut meat. Could I do that? It's a little hard. I guess you could. Says Beis Shammai, you're not even allowed to. You're not even allowed to. Why? Because he says to cleave muksa. Why? Because it's only designated for that purpose. For the purpose of crushing spices. You can't use it to cut meat. Ubetil matirin. Betil says you certainly can. Alma, what do you see? Gabi simchas yantif. Beis Shammai lechumra. Ubetil lekula. Beis Shammai is machmer. Betil is me. You want to use that cleave. V'rminu hashochet chay va'ov Beis Shammai is more mekel and Beis Hillel is more machmer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol efes hashita. Change around the opinions of tomorrow. Mimai again. Dilma lohi ad kan lo kamei Beis Shammai.
The second one.
It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
Meaning
Rashi says only
is more machmer.
What?
So the shita should be the Beis Hillel is more machmer.
That's what Tosfos said. Rashi says switch around
the first one.
The second one. Which means Beis Hillel is more machmer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. No, that's what Rashi says. What? No, not in the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, Kisi Adam, Beis Hillel is more machmer. Rashi says, change it around to fit with that. Tosfos says, what? That doesn't make any sense. Beis Shammai is never more machmer. Beis Hillel is never more machmer unless it's a Mishnah idiot and none of these are there. So it's a machlok as Rashi and Tosfos.
So we don't know which one.
We're going to reject all this anyway. But you don't have to change the sheets around because there's a way out to everybody. Except for, we'll see in a few minutes.
Okay.
Ella, before we get to the Mishnah, we'll see. Right? No, you don't have to switch around. Ad kan lo ka'omer Beis Shammai hasam ella hecha de ikadek anot. The only time this is true is if there's a what? A dekanot. Alhecha deleka dekanot lo. Vinami atan lochem b'tzel hacha. Why does b'tzel say over here you're allowed to use the kli for a different purpose? Ela deka toras kli alav. It's a kli. Says Rashi. The afal pi shemalachto le'iser. Even though you use a kli normally for something usher, for example, crushing spices, that's usher, normally. Mutter l'talo tzach gufo. But I need the kli for something else. It's old news. Right? I can take the hammer and I can use it to crack open nuts. The hammer is used to bang nails. It's a kli shemalachto le'iser. It's no problem. Abel hasam, but on that base, low. How on earth can you do kisi adam? Eli kasha hakasha. How about this one? Beshame omrim. All these are mishnayos in the next 3 days. Beshame omrim ain nostin es haor lefnei adorsin. Let's say you have leather, a hide, and you want to make it into leather. And what you need to do is you need to have people step on it to soften it up. Says great, I'll put it on Times Square, and a lot of people will walk on it. That's excellent. Says Beshame, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. On yontif, ain nostin es haor lefnei adorsin. You're not allowed to put it on people are going to walk. And you can't even lift it up. Elim kein yesh lof kazayis basar. Unless there's meat on it, then it's mutter because the meat is mutter. Ubeisil matirin.
That means Jews shouldn't do it or no one should do it.
A Jew can't do it.
Well, you put it on Times Square on Yom
Kippur. No, a Jew can't put it on Times Square. so that people will walk on it. It's esotircha. What?
The people walk,
we don't care who they are. We don't care who the people are. No, we don't care who the people are. The point is, you can't go do that. Why can't you do it? We're going to learn tomorrow. It's a tiracha, muksa. Alma, gabi simchas yantif. What do you see? By simchas yantif, b'shamay lechom, b'shamay lekula. B'shamay lets you do this with the hide, and b'shamay doesn't. For a minute, ashachat behem chayav of yantif. I've been on the phase, it's the other way around. Amar b'yachon amuchlaf es hashitra. Change the sheets around tomorrow's daf. Mimai, why are you changing the sheets around? Dil Malohi, Ad Khan Lo Kor Beishami Hotsam Elahechadika Dekar Not. The only reason Beishami allowed you to do Kiti Adam is because you have a shovel in the ground already, so the earth is soft, there's no issue. Abelhechadika Dekar Not is low, but if there wouldn't be that, he would not allow it. Inami, Ad Khan Lo Kor Beishami Hacha Elahechadika Lemizga Alayu. The reason why he allows you to put the hide is because I can use it for a seat anyway. I can use it to sit on anyway.
Who does allow the offer Akira?
What?
Who does allow the offer Akira?
Both of them. We're going to get to that. We didn't get to that yet. We're going to get to that issue. That's tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow's daf. We're going to talk about the offer Akira. Abel Hasa, I'm low. But over there, the earth has no purpose. So it's all totally muksa. So Basil would never allow it. So these machlokas have nothing to do with each other. Why do you have to change shittas around? There's nothing to do with each other. Eli kasha hakasha. How about this one? Beshame omim ein mesalkin es hatrisim biyantif. You're not allowed to remove the trisim. It's some kind of blinds that used. It's like a blind that's also a door, and it's a whole discussion. You know, do the Rashi inside.
Screen.
What?
The screen.
They translated a screen.
Oh, I don't know what
they translated. Shutter. So Rashi says dalsos hachalonos. It's the door of the window. Shel chanuyos of stores. Shesogrin behem hachalonos balayla. They close it at night. Umitzalkin osam bayom. They remove it by day. Vinosnin osam lefnehem. And they stand there. And they buy things, right? Vishotchin alehen tavlin. Lamachol arabim. And they display the spices to sell to people. Ubiyamtif mutter likach michen vini hamakir oso. You're allowed to go there on yantif and buy spices. Ubovad shalo yadzkir skomekach. You can't make a price. I guess. You trust him, he trusts you. I need that, I'll pay you after you're under. It's all understood, it's all mutter. Rashi says that to tell you what these things are. So there's some kind of door / shutter / window. Okay? What? They have them in it. It's not a door. They have it in the shuk, exactly.
It's over the window.
No.
They have it in the window. You smell
it. Anyway, yes. Anyway, you're not allowed to remove them on Yantif. Says Beyantif. Ubetil Matirin, Aflahachzer. B'tzil is not looking, you open them, you can't even close them. Right? Alma, what do you see? Gabishim chasyanta fisharma lechomer b'tzil lekula. B'tzil is much more makel. V'remini. 1 second. Hashoche chayevov b'yantif. What about hashoche chayevov b'yantif? We're the opposite. Now, bishlom b'shamay abishamay lo kasha. B'shamay is not a kasha. Very simple. Hasam de'ika deker not. Hacha de'leka deker not. That's why b'shamay, when it says over here, hacha de'leka deker not, means here, there's no reason to matter it. What's the reason to matter it? Why are we mattering this? So Beis Shammai is not an issue. Ela Beis Hillel. A Beis Hillel Kasha. Beis Hillel Beis Hillel Kasha. Why does he not allow Kisei Adam and he allows you to do the Trisim? Why?
And the problem with Trisim Bash is because of the Tirchid Lotzar?
Yes. That's what we're going to think now. That's what we think now. Amar B'Yochanan, 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 change around the Shitas. So it's like, you don't have to do that. They change Inami to say Dilmalohi. Ah, kan lo karim Beis Hillel Hacha El Mishom De'ein Binyan B'Kelev Ein Sidir B'Kelev. Nothing to do with that. The reason why he allows you to open and close the shutters is because why not? He let open and close the door? Can you open and close the window on Yantif? Of course he can. So why is that any different? Basically, that's all it is. Basically, it's a window. Because sometimes, no reason why not. Beis Hillel, Aval Hasam Lo, over there by the Kisei Adam. Why are you doing Kisei Adam? You're not allowed to. The earth is Moksa. So that's why it's not an issue.
What's not an issue?
It's not an issue that Rabbi Yochanan said, change around the Shitas. You don't have to do that. They're two totally different things. You can hold one thing mutter and asr, and one thing mutter asr. Right? You have it all the time. The Rambam says this is mutter, that's asr. And something else, left field, oh, that's asr, that's mutter. Well, that's a stira. Not a stira. Every time the whole Torah, everything's different. Just because it's in the same exact as Beitza, totally different issues.
So how do you determine what's tircha yisera and what's...
It's a very tough call. It's a very tough call. What's tircha yisera? We cross that line. It's very, very tough. Very tough call.
How is that?
It's very tough call. Some posts can say that brushing teeth is tercha yisera. Very tough call.
Some of those people like me. Yeah, for my kids, for sure.
Okay. Now we're going to say a Mishnah that we learned already in this whole discussion, which is Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yitol, you can't move a bird, Elim Kenanem Yibod Yom, unless you designated it, not designated it, you moved it already from yesterday. Right? Nanebo Mibodyom. You moved it the day before.
Why is he repeating?
What?
Why is he repeating?
It's a Mishnah.
But he just said that before.
It was said as a kasha. Right? Ubeisil Omer, and Beisil says, Omeid Omer, you can get up there and say, Zeb Zed, you don't tell. That one I'll take. So you see over here, Beisil is more Mekel and Beisharim is more Machmir, and on that page it was the other way around. That's why this Mishnah was brought up.
White doves and blue dove coats, and he says, I want those two white ones. Tomorrow he knows exactly which one he's
going. Yes, yes.
It's a red band.
Just
very complicated, Gemara. Very complicated. Amr Rabbi Yochanan.
I don't know why it's so complicated. What would be the better if he said, all these things I'm designating?
The Gemara is going to ask that question. Amr Chana Bar Ami, Machlokes Bebrecha Rishona. The whole Machlokes is the first, I don't know how to translate Brecha, birthing? Brood. Okay, says Rashi, an important Rashi, that Derech, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Derech Megad Leonim, the way they raise doves, is L'haniach Brecha Rishona Shal Kol Shana Leos Tzavos Le'ima. They would normally not take the birds from the first brood and let the mother have those. It calms the mother down. Let the mother have those. That's what's going on here. The Machlokas is about the first brood. Continue, skip the next Rashi, go to the Rashi of Brecha. The Rashi of Brecha is some French word. Shahayonim, Yoldim, Brecha. The doves give birth at a brood. B'chol Chodesh V'Chodesh, every month. V'hein, Shnei Gozlos, Zachar V'Nekeva. Every brood is two, a male and a female. U'mafsikin B'Tukufas Tevet, they stop in the winter. V'chodeshin V'Yoldim B'Nisan, they resume in Nisan. So you're going to take, so the Machlokas is, the first brood. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is the Beis Shammai Savri Gazrina. We have a gzeira Dilma Asi LaAmluche. Maybe what's going to happen is if you don't actually pick them up, and you come the next day and you say, "Oh, I want to designate without touching them beforehand, without really designating them beforehand," you might have rachmanas on the mother and you let it go. That's what we're choshish. You'll change your mind. Rashi says you can have rachmanas because the first brood you never take. You always leave it for the mother. And while you take it, you have nothing else to eat. You get up there, you know what? We'll have Cheerios. Feel bad for the mother. Let it go. Ubeis Hillel.
What's the problem?
What? One second. Ubeis Hillel Savri Lo Gazrinan. Beis Hillel says there's no gzera. So then what's going to happen? You're going to tiltel for Lo Tzorech. You're going to have tiltel for not a Tzorech.
According to Beis Shammai.
Right. You're going to pick it up. You have Rachmanis. Put it down. But
if
you, right, because once you do that, you're not going to have Rachmanis. That's the chashash. You're not going to have Rachmanis.
Designating it?
What?
You're
not worried. No, you don't have to designate it. I've obrecha shnia, but on the second one, divya kol ba'omid ba'omid zev zayin adal sagi. It's enough. You don't have to actually touch them. It's enough. The first one you have to touch. Why? Because b'shamay is choshesh. If I don't touch it beforehand, I might have Rachmanis on the mother. If I already touched it, there's no Rachmanis. I already touched it. So mine, it's mine already. That's what's going on. Now, that's not disputed. Now we're going to get into a whole other topic about Brira. Okay? Ubeis Hillel, Lamali Lamemar, why do you have to say, Zev is Zev, Ani Notel, I have to take this and that? Lema, let's say like this, Mikan Ani Notel Lamachar. Whatever I take, right? Tomorrow I'll take. Whatever I take, I take. Right? And what happens? And then it becomes Brira on Erev Yontif, that's the one I wanted. Right, so why do I have to go? Why do I even myself do anything? But if you take, that's what you had in mind. My friend, that's what I had in mind.
From this section, I'm going to take
exactly. V'chi tema. You want to tell me, Beis Hillel less lay Breira. Beis Hillel doesn't hold from Breira. You want to tell me that? Very hard now. Vatnan. We're going like this. There's a rule. Hames babayas. If a man, if a person dies in a house, now the rule is like this. Any entranceway, exit that the mace can go out of. So if you and so has potential for tumah, because the mace has got to leave somewhere, it's got to go out some entrance, and you never does it. What's the difference if it's the front or the back? It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, hamace babayis v'lo psachim harbe, and there's many entrances, kulam tameim, they're all tameh. What does it mean? They're all tameh. We'll see in a minute. It means any kalim in the entranceway are tame from ohel. Niftach echad mehen. You open one door, right? Hu tame v'kulan tahorin. They're all tame except for that one. Kulan hu tame. Sorry, that one's tame because the mason's gonna go out of there. V'kulan tahorin. They're all tar. Says Rashi. The Rashi. Look at the third wide line. We're gonna do like three Rashis here in a row. Niftach echad mehen. You open one of the doors. Rashi says, "Lacha misas ameis." After he dies, right? Hu tamei. That one's tamei. Bein kalim demei kara. Whether the kalim were there before this happened. Bein kalim de labasov hamuvar lo bachut. Or kalim that you brought after the guy died, and there's a cup in the entranceway.
Only killing the
doorway
itself.
Yeah, and everything in the house.
That's Breira.
Right? So we didn't get to the Breira yet.
So what's it mean? The other ones are not tahar, meaning the
killing
in the door.
Let's look at the next Rashi. V'chulon tahorim. V'chulon tahorim. And the rest of the entranceways are tahar. L'divri ha'kol makmin aluhu. Everyone agrees to this. Everyone agrees to this, says Rashi. D'moda ha'kol mikan lahaba. From now, going forward, Bekalim hamuvoim l'tochan achrechein mibachutz. After you bring kalim now, after you decide which door you're bringing the mace out of, and I put kalim over there, we're bringing the mace out of the front door, and I put kalim in the back door, kalim atahar. Why? It's not ohel anymore. The mace is not going on. I made up my mind already. Where am I? Devadai bahu deniftach mapikle. I'm certainly taking the mace out to the open door. Okay, that's not Breira. Now comes Breira. Chishev hotzio be'echad mehen. I thought to take them out of one of the doors. I didn't open it yet. I just thought, you know, I think the front door, the car is going to be over there. It's much more convenient. O b'chalon sheyesh ba'arba al arba. Or there's a window there with 4x4 and the mace can go through the window. Fine. Matzeles al kol ha'psachim kulon. It saves all the other doorways. Be'shame omrim. Be'shame says, as long as you did that before the guy died. You can even do this after he died. Says Rashi. Right? Even he died already. They're arguing about Breira. In the second case, right? Ubekalim shahayu behem bemisa lemachshava, and we're talking about kalim that were placed there between the death and your machshava. Right?
Your machshava
of what I'm going, how am I getting this maize out of here?
After
the death, before the machshava, someone puts a cup over there. You're all preoccupied. Oh my goodness, my someone passed away. Terrible. Okay. All right. Let's make a phone call. We gotta get the body out of here. We'll do that door. That door's the best door. Once you do that, but there was an hour. During that hour, someone put Caleb by the other entranceway. Okay, what's the story with that Caleb? Beishamai Savri, lo amrin and huvrar demei kara daite lahachihu. We don't say breira. V'lo yarda hatuma l'shar p'sachim. Tuma doesn't go to the other doors. Ubeitzel Savri, huvrar. Now this is borer. Ulamai d'talka daite chash d'svirla, the Gemara thinks, the beniftach echad mehem nami havi pligi bekelim demei kara. Okay, the tahorim, the katani la'el, the divrei hakol, the kelim mikan laba. What I said before is only about future kelim. It's very complicated. You don't have to know all that. Basically, what does Beis Hillel say?
Yeah.
Breira.
Can you start this case? I lost this case.
It's very complicated. Very simple. Shall I make it simple as possible? There's a mace that dies. There are three doors, A, B, and C.
Right.
After the mace dies,
right.
Somebody puts kelim under door A, B, and C.
Right?
Right?
All three.
Let's say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Now, after that happens, now you get your bearings, and you decide, I'm going to take the maze out of door number A.
Right.
So only that one has tumah.
Right.
B and C don't.
Right.
Why? Because breira. That was always my choice.
Right.
Okay? Beishamai says no. What? That means Kalim that came from outside, out from somewhere else, down the block. That's all it means, Bachot.
Because Caleb has already come.
So
in.
What? The guy died, Caleb would be tummy anyway.
Anything in the house is already tummy. We're talking about Caleb from down the block. Someone comes and brings Caleb and puts him that punk over there.
Okay, so the guy's coming bring 2,000 Caleb and putting under the doorpost.
Under the doorpost. Now, 1 second. Beisham, what did the first case say? The first case said that every doorway is tummy. Right? Then what's the first case talking about?
Exactly. Because if it's Tomei, how it becomes Tahar?
Tosfos asks, it's impossible for the first case to ever happen. Why? Because when you go out of one door, what you're going to do is Breira, and then the rest of them are saved. Look at the Tosfos. Halfway through, it says...
Yeah, but not familiar is what happens if that transfers to something else.
That's not the answers he gives. He gives impossible answers. Listen to Tosfos. Aval Tema. It's in the middle of that Tosfos. It's toward the 10 lines down from the bottom. Aval Tema, right? Aval Tema. LeBeis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, the Itzluhu Breira, Hechi Mishkachas. How's it possible? Kishemeis Babayis. If a man dies in a house, below Psachim Harbe, and there's a lot of doorways, the Kulam Tameim, but they're all going to become Tameim. How's that possible? That was the first case. Ha'ika LeMeimar LeBasov will eventually say Kishemotzi in Bahu Pesach. Hover hadavar mitchila, the sofalot is derech sham. When we decide that he's going out of doorway A, that's breira. It was always that way. So then B and C are saved. So how did the first case of the mission of this Mishnah say every doorway is a problem? It's never going to happen.
He had no machshav until the end, maybe.
So what? So whenever he has that machshava, it could be a year later. The mace is sitting there for a year. Whenever he has that machshava, right?
Breira.
That was breira. So the other entrances get saved. It's unbelievable kasha. His answers are impossible.
They were saying,
exactly, the chachila. That's what breira means. That was always the doorway I was going to go out of. So those other things, no tum at all. Gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, kigon, sha'aso pesach chadash. No, you made a new door. V'hotziu, hameis, delo shayach breira. You can't say breira. I made a fourth door to get him out. 1 second. Inami, you like that answer? Inami, or... Myri dinisher hames bimkomo. You never take the mace out. You leave him there. You bury him there. You all make a hole in the ground. You bury him right there in the house.
Yours.
So there's two answers. The point is, he couldn't think of another answer.
Yeah.
He couldn't think of another way.
I understand it. Make it did not mean of what happened. Somebody pulls out the thing and it touches something else.
No, but it's breira.
100%.
So the mace has to leave one of the doors. So whatever door that is, the other. You mean no? So you mean. At 10 o'clock in the morning, the person dies. At 11 o'clock, somebody puts Caleb in every doorway.
Every door, right.
At 12 o'clock, and take the mace out of doorway number A.
Right.
So B through Z, all the Caleb now become Tahar. from day one. From minute, from 10 o'clock in the morning, it's all tar.
That's Brera.
That's Brera. But the first case of the Mishnah said that if they have a house with a lot of doorways, everything is tummy. Ask us, it's impossible. Once you do Brera, it all becomes tar.
If you open
so what happens again? Hey, you make a new door,
you
or you leave the base
there? Still Brera.
What?
If you make a new door, nothing changes because they still
no, it's about that. It says the Lo Shayach Brera. How can you say Brera? I made a new creation. No Brera.
But something that was Tomei before became Tohar now.
What?
Something that was Tomei before became Tohar now without you doing anything.
That's only if you have a doorway.
No, even if
an
you
existing
make a new
one. Toss the suit. If you make a new doorway, then you don't say Brera.
I think that's a good answer, actually.
What?
Answer.
There's no other answer.
Yeah.
There's no other answer. Again, there's no other...
saying, if you don't go out the door ever, then they're all tummy.
Exactly. There's no other answer. It's such a great question. Right. Okay. So anyway, we're left with Akasha. Why on earth? Why is it that Beis Hillel has to actually say, sort of designate the birds... Just say let him say which birds he wants, and it'll turn into Brera. You want to tell him he doesn't hold from Brera? He certainly does. He certainly does hold from Brera. So the Gemara is going to give a very hard answer. What's the case that Beis Hillel holds from Brera? This crazy case of the Tuma. Hitmar Allah, we learned about that. It's not Brera. Amar Rabba, Latar es Hapsachim Mikan Lahaba. It's only going forward, not from the past, which means Tosas is irrelevant now. And that first case, all irrelevant. Only going forward. V'chein Amar Rabbi Oshia, L'tayres HaPsachim, Mikan L'Haba. Only going forward. Meaning, Mikan L'Haba in, L'mafrei Alo. So, again, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the mace dies. At 11 o'clock, people bring Kalim, put them in every doorway. At 12 o'clock, we take him out from door A. The Kalim under B and C are still tummy. Now, if I bring Kalim now... And I put them on the other doorways. Now it's a different story. And what about that first door? That's a problem?
It's a different case also. Because you know that the Torah cares about the money from Israel. They don't want the Israel to lose money. So this is a typical case. Like the Metzora case when you take the things from the house.
Right.
The Dove is a different story.
So now, that's one answer. Rava gives a different answer.
Wait a second. You take the mace out.
Yeah.
And then you bring in Caleb.
No. Not then. Before.
That's what I just said.
No.
He said the case is where if the man died, they brought in Caleb and put him in each
No, I'm sorry. Mikan Lahaba means once I make up my mind which door I'm using. That's
so,
what it
okay.
That even though the mace is still there. That's what it means. It doesn't mean an hour later, the mace is gone. Right. It means once I make up my mind, I'm going to use door A. Now someone comes and puts a Caleb at door B, and the mace is still sitting in the house. Yeah, but I already decided on door A. That's Mikan Lahaba. But the Caleb that is still sitting there from before, that's Tamei and Echanami.
Right.
So it's no Brera. That's one answer. Okay?
Yeah, the problem with that answer is, what happens at the last minute, you realize, he doesn't care, so now I'm switching next door.
Right.
Good case. Good case.
Question
of oops.
Now, Rava's answer is really, where's Yossi? Rava's answer is really what Yossi asked before. Rava Amar, you don't have to go into all that. La'olam l'mafreya. Really, you could say the Tuma goes away l'mafreya. Aye, what about Brera? V'hacha hainu taima. There's a different reason why Beis Hillel is not so makel by the birds. He's a little bit makel. He's more makel than Meshamai, but it's not totally. You don't have to do anything. Why? I'll tell you why. Dilma metaltel v'shavik metaltel v'shavik. Maybe you're gonna get up there, and without any checking beforehand at all, you're gonna say, oh. Without any checking before, you say, oh, but this is the bird I thought I wanted. This bird's no good. That one's much better. Right? And what's going to come out? Become a talta midi lo chazile. You're going to touch birds you don't want. That's basically what you said. Therefore, since you might touch birds that you don't really want, and you never looked at them beforehand, so you have no clue what you're looking at, says, but still, go check them out beforehand. Just to make sure you know which ones you want. V'amarta, but we said, v'omeid, v'omer, v'zeh, zeh, and yotel sagi. But the Mishnah said, you could just say, you don't have to check out on Erev Yontif. You don't have to do that. Which ones? You don't have to be so careful. So Gemara says, Hani Mili, that's only true, but Erev Yontif. Avil Bi Yontif, Aser. On Yontif, it's not the same story. Says Rashi, Kishabal Labar on Bi Yontif. When you come to check him out on Yontif. Kolomar, Shelo Bara Dvar Mibod Yom, V'somech Al Badikas Machar, Shivdok Es Kulan. Right? You can't do it today for tomorrow. Why? There's in the month sometimes. The mishtachachi shmeinim, kechushim, ukechushim shmeinim. The good ones are no good, no good ones are good ones, taka. And you're gonna pick up things that you don't really want, you don't really need, and that's muksa. Inami or zimnin. Sometimes the mishtachachi kulu kechushim, they're all gonna be no good. You're gonna walk away from there all in anger. The asi lemnuye misim chasyantif, and you're gonna not gonna have misim chasyantif. So therefore, go beforehand, check them out a little bit. You don't have to do what Bishamai does. You don't have to touch each one. Look a little bit, check them out a little bit, and therefore you'll have Simchas Yontif. You'll see which ones are in the ballpark. That's all. It's all good.
And how about what I said before? Just designate all of them.
What? Ain't a chanami. You can designate all of them.
All the chickens here I'm going to use, and then you decide tomorrow.
Because you don't really need so many chickens. You don't really need so many for Yontif. You have 50 of them. I hear you could do it. Ain't a chanami. You could do it.
Yeah,
like a guest. My guest might come,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, you thought that was headless spinning? Ready for this one? Ready? Zimein shchorim. You designated black ones. Umatza levenim. And then you find only white ones. Or levenim umatza shchorim. Or you designate white ones and you find only black ones. Why did Mishnah say both? Yeah. Okay, well, Gemara will ask that question. First, look at the Rashi. First Rashi in the Mishnah. Zimein shchorim, v'loha yishamot. They didn't have any other ones. Ulumachar, matza kol levenim. Look at this, they all turn white.
It reminds me of kinim.
Yeah, exactly.
No, how are you
yeah, right. Vadai, for sure, hamizumanim hal chulahen. The ones you designated are gone. The elu, Acherim de asu lehu me alma l'shovach. These must be from left field, right? V'chol shnayim umatza shlosha. Also two, which the next case is going to be in a minute. If you designated two and you come back and there are three, right? Eino makires hamuchanim kulam asu. They're all going to be asur, right? Then that's the next case in the Mishnah. Shnayim umatza shlosha. You designate two, and it turns out there are three. Asur mit asur. Why is it asur? Maybe just one more came. We don't think that. Shlosha umatza shnayim, but if you have three and you come back the next day, there are only two mutarim. That's mutar. We say one went away. Okay? Besocha came. If you designated them inside the coop, the coat, right. Umatza lifnei came, and now you see them sitting around in front. Asur and the usur. Why are they usur? The Gemara will explain. V'yimein sham elahim, but if those are the only ones around, if those are the only ones, then hari elu mutarin, their mutar. Okay? So the truth is, the Gemara says pshita. I love when the Gemara does that. Pshita, like, it's obvious. Right? So Amar Rabba, hachav ma'eskinan, here's the story. Kigon shezimein shchorim ulevenim. You designated white ones in there, and black ones over there. And the hishkimu matzah shchorim makom levenim levenim makom shchorim. And they switch places. So I would have said, you know what? The white ones went over there, and the black ones went over there. How swap, right? No. Ma'adatei mahani inuhana v'ninu batzafuche atapeich. They just switched coats, and it's the same birds. Kamash malan. We don't say that. Rather, hanach oz du la'alma. They went away. I can say they flew the coop. Vahani achwini ninu, and these are other ones, right? Therefore, there's no hazmana, there's no designation, and therefore it's all asr.
So you're saying that at shayach for the black ones to take off, the white ones come in this coop, and in the next coop, the white ones take off, and the black ones stay into that.
Exactly.
Group, and that's shayach.
Exactly.
Okay.
Lema mesayale l'Rabbi Chanina. Let's say this can be a raya to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, rov the karov. Halach acharov. If you have a machlokas between rov and karov, for example, what's rov? Rov is most of the birds I did not pick. I only picked a minority. However, the ones that are right here I picked. No? It's karov. So when I have a conflict between rov and karov, which one wins? What's an example of karov? An example of karov is Egla Rufa. Right, whichever, we don't say whichever city has more people is the city the guy came from. We don't say that. We say the closest. Right. Or another case of karov is the money in the Beit HaMikdash fell. Where did it fall from? So we say the closest pushka. We don't say it's Rove pushka, the closest pushka. But we always, many times, we say Rove, right? By the way, the Shilta says that the reason why you say Karov by an Egla Arufa is because both cities are the same size. Interesting. If the cities would be different size, you wouldn't say Karov, you'd say Rove. Whichever city has more people, Rove, chances are, it came from that city. Very interesting. Anyway, what? Because Rove birds in the world, Rove birds in this area, I didn't pick. I only picked a minority.
Okay.
But I only picked a minority. Right. But I picked Karo. They're right here. They're right here. So even though I didn't, even though Rove I lose, but on Karo I shall win. They're right here. So why you tell me that the, why you tell me I'm losing? I must be that we follow Rove. Rove and I mine. So Gemara says, Kedam Rabaya, Bidaf, Hachanami Bidaf. They're not in the coop. They're on the platform outside the coop. Says Rashi, fascinating Rashi. The top line, wide, first wide line of Rashi. Sheyesh, oh, to finish. Sheyesh daf lefnei hashovach bolik v'yotzim menu. There's a platform in front of the daf. V'sham bo'in v'yosh min yonim d'me'al matadir. And birds always come and sit there. Sheyireim li'karneis l'kein. They don't walk into the coop. Mipnei she'osen she'bekein megarshim es hakol haba aleihem. Because the birds inside will kick out any bird that tries to come in. Right? It's my turf. So they're hanging out outside. Okay, she yotzin mishovach, and when the birds actually do leave, they have to eat, others come in and take over. Right? Hilkach, chayshid and shema min hadaf, ba'olakidim. Maybe they came from the daf. Hilkach, therefore, asur, it's all asur, tahavi luhu kulu krovim shemadaf v'shavkon. Because it's all karov. It's all karov. Hilkach, it's all karov. Hilkach, we have to go basarov. And Rove, the birds are not yours. Not a question of Karov anymore. They're all Karov. Everyone's hanging out there. The question is, who's inside? You know what? You have to go bust the Rove. Rove is not yours. Okay. Now, next he said, Shnayim matzah shlosh asur, mimanoshach. I'll tell you why. Iachwininu, if there are others, haachwininu. Vilachwininu, hekachad demar vahu. One's mixed up. Right? Okay. Shlosha umatzah shnayim mutarin. My timer, why is, if you designate three and you find two, why is it okay? Because, hi inhu, ninhu, v'chad me'alma, azal, v'chad me'yana, azal alma. Only because one left. Lema, masnis, and rebbe, hivalo, rabbanon. Let's say this is rebbe, not rabbanon. Titania, hini achmana, somebody leaves over a dollar. Umatza, v'chad, and he found $2. One was chulon and one was meiser. Chulon, umeiser, sheni, murav, and zeb, zed, divi, rebbe. They're all mixed up. V'chacham, omrim, hakal chulon. It's all chulon. Says Rashi, nobody does that. Nobody puts chulin together with meiser, so it must be that someone took it and it's all new stuff. Hiniach masayim. What if you leave $2, $200? Umatza money, you find $100. Mana meniach, umana mutal divrei rebbe. One you took and one you took away. It's all that's what rebbe says. V'chacham amar kol chulin, it's all chulin. Which see? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? That rebbe says you still have one. According to the chacham, you don't have any. So if I have three birds and one left, I have two birds. I feel tame rabbanon. You can even say it's the rabbanon. Hitmar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Tavayu, Shiny Gizolos. That Gozos are different. Hol vasuil dados because they jump around. Volamali l'shnuya aleh Shiny Gozos hol vasuil dados. Why do you have to give that answer? Because they jump around. Hitmar Allah, Dahi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. Regarding this case of putting 200 and finding 100, it's a machlokas. Chadamar b'shnei kisin machlokas. Some say that machlokas only when they were in two different wallets. If they were in one wallet, everyone would agree it's chulim. No, in one wallet it's a machlokas. Everybody would agree one's gone. So if you tell me there's two is a machlokas, that's how I have to come on to that answer. They're going to jump around. Money doesn't jump around. But if you tell me the kis echad is a machlokas, avol b'shnei kis and divrei kol mona munach mona mutal, Hashlam Amal Ishnui Allah, why do you have to give that answer? Ha Marta, Bishnei Kisin, Velo Pligi. We're talking about two wallets, no machlokas. You can't compare wallets to birds. Amar Vashi, no. Hacha Begozloth Mikusharim. No, they're tied up. The birds are also tied up. The Kisin Mikusharim Askinan. And the wallets are tied up. So Gozloth Menach Di Adadi. Gozloth can get out of it. A bird can get out of it, possible. How's the wallet getting out of that knot? That can't happen. Rabbi Amalach, Kisanami Zimnan de Mesakil with a Katrayo. Sometimes the knock gets undone. It does happen sometimes. So therefore what? How do we end off over here? Sorry, I rushed that at the end. How do we end up? Therefore we have to be choshesh that the money changed. And then the question is, so is this machlokas about the money the same as the machlokas about the gold was? Alright? We'll stop here. I'm sorry, I rushed at the end. We have a chance to look that over. We went too fast at the end over there. We have to read the Rashi inside. Alright, we have to stop. Alright? So we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Everyone have a good day. Hello? What? Yeah.